Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Beis, Se'if Yud Aleph. May Shariyas Tzimukim Uta'enim. The liquid that was used to soak raisins or figs. Omei Bishulam, or the water that you cook raisins or figs in that water. Mevarach Aleihem Shehakol. The bracha on the liquid Shehakol. The Yoytze Gam LaRosh, and even the Rosh would agree, Yoytze, even though we learned in Sif Yud that the Rosh holds that if the flavor goes into the water, the bracha should be Baruch Pia Eitz. But if you make Shehakol, it's an all-inclusive bracha, the Rosh would agree that it works. Al B'Bracha Shalachreyim Yishestapa, but in these cases of raisins and figs, we're going to have a Shaila about the bracha achrona. In mevarach brena fashos, do you say brena fashos like on other beverages, or mevarach bracha achas main shalosh karosh, or do you make a main shalosh because the rosh holds the liquid has the same bracha as the fruit? So when it was apples and pears and plums and cherries, so you have machlekes, is it shahakel on the liquid, is it ha'etz on the liquid? But if you make a shahakel, you're going to be yetz, you make a brena fashos. But once you start with raisins and figs, and the other zayimin in Paris, there, the shahakol bracha on the drink might work no matter what, and the Rosh would agree that would work with the Eved, but by bracha achrona, you're stuck. Because now, the shaila is a brin afashos, a main shalosh, and one doesn't work for the other. So Machabe says, v'lechein, therefore, yirei shamayim lo yishte, abatoch asuda, someone who's God-fearing will not drink these liquids from the zayiminim fruits that were cooked or soaked, unless it's tochasud, unless it's during a meal, and you're going to bench. Or, another alternative, yochal pri mishivaminim, eat a different fruit of the seven species, v'gam yishte mayim, k'desh yitzach levorach bocha ach, men shalosh, u'ben afashos, and drink water or some other beverage, so then you're going to make two bocha achronas, l'me'en shalosh, and ben afashos, and then for sure you covered this beverage, this broth. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivka Nundal, Mevarach Aleim Shehakol. So the liquid that we soak or cook raisins or figs, the brach on the liquid Shehakol, Mari, Sheshoyse Hamayim Befnei Atzman. We're discussing a case where he's going to drink the liquid by itself. Avlam Oichel HaPeros Atzman, Sheshoyse Hamayim Gakim. But if the intent is to eat the fruit and drink the liquid, Mistabro, then it makes sense, the Lekuli Alma, that everyone would agree, Ain't Sarach Levarach Aleim, Lebrach Risha, Lachrona. They're not going to make any bracha on the liquid. Not a Brach Risha, not a Brach Achrona. The Nasa Tafer Lahapri, because then it's all incidental to the fruit. If you have a bowl of fruit soup, and you're eating the fruit, you don't make a bracha on the liquids. So there, the liquid is going to be a Tafel regardless. The whole Shiloh that we're discussing was when you're only drinking the liquid and you're not eating the fruit. But if you're eating the fruit with, you just make a bracha on the fruit. But if his main thought is on the beverage, but he had some of the fruits first, and he said it by now you have a shayla. Now you have to know, do you make a second bracha on the broth? If you were eating the fruit and you have the broth is incidental. But I only want the broth. It happens to be I have some fruits. So make a beri pri eitz on the fruit. At that point, am I going to make a shahakol on the rest or not? Ula harosh, kvayatze birchas pri eitz. Now, according to the rosh, there's no shiloh, because he holds the broth is beri pri eitz. So once you have the beri pri eitz, you're done. V'akein yivarach al davar acher tchil shahakol. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't make shahakol on the broth. Rather, take something else to make shahakol on, because it becomes a shiloh in this case. Would you or wouldn't you make a bracha on the broth? According to the Rosh, your Yoitza, if you said Shehakol, but the Eved, Koi al Sif HaKodim. This goes back on the previous paragraph, on Sif Yud. Dehevi pluk de bezet, bora machloikis. The Rashba says you say Shehakol on the broth. The Rosh says you make Ka'etz on the broth. For Ka'amas, the Machaber says over here, Delamaisa poshut, the Naktina Kadei Rishon, the Rosh Shehakol. Practically speaking, logic will tell you to make the Shehakol like the first view. Because even the Rosh would agree that because everyone knows no matter what you eat, if you say shahakol, it works. And if you're eating other fruits, like apples and pears and plums or cherries, and the juice when you cook it, the broth when you cook it, the bracha achrona, there's no difference either with all those pears. The bracha achrona shall ineno b'nefash rabbis. The bracha achrona is b'nefashos. So there's no shaila. The whole shaila was only the bracha rishona. Do you make a berepi eitz on the broth or shahak on the broth? The bracha achrona, the broth is for sure b'nefashos. So the Mechaber says you make a shahakol and your yoytzeh even according to the Rosh. But al b'peirush shiva minim, when you get to the fruits of the seven minim, kagon simukim utenim, like raisins and figs. The bracha achrona is a me'ein shalosh. Now you have a question what to do. That's why we have sefek yer aleph. What do you do in that case? If you say the liquid has the halacha of the fruit, then after eating the liquid, or drinking the liquid, after having this liquid, the broth that you cooked the raisins in or the figs in, then you should make a main shalosh. If it has the din of the fruit, like the Rosh says. If it may din ha-pri ba'as, if it doesn't have the din of the fruit, like the Rashba, and the varachal of ela b'nefashos, and the baruch ha-chron is b'nefashos. U'be'elu, and in this type of safek, there's no simple solution. Eino achas poteres chaver tov, yibadevit. One bracha doesn't help the other, yibadevit. If I say to b'nefashos, when I need a main shalosh, it doesn't work. If I say main shalosh, when I need a b'nefashos, it doesn't work. So I can't say, well, pick the universal bracha ha-chron. There is no universal bracha ha-chron. B'nefashos doesn't work for Al Ha'etz. Al Ha'etz doesn't work for B'nefashos. Now you're in stuck. You're a problem. So the Mechaber says, in such a case, the Yerei Shemayim won't have it. He won't drink it. Sivkot Nevav Elav Tachzul, unless it's during a meal. The Birchas Hamazon Peteres Bachash Achrim. If you wash, then you're going to bench. Benching will cover it for sure. Bench to your main shalosh, bench to your B'nefashos Rabos. Whether it's main shalosh on its own or B'nefashos on its own, when it's part of a meal with bread, you bench, and that covers the whole thing. Now, Mechaber continues because there is one confusing factor here that we were not addressing. We're talking about soaking or cooking raisins as one of the examples. Raisins are grapes, and if you soak raisins, you get a thing called raisin wine. And the Bruch is about Piagofen. It's a whole different world. Figs is no Shiloh. And if the example would have been you soak figs and dates, there would have been no discussion, but he says raisins. So Mechav is like this. If I cook or soak the raisins, and then I separate and filter out the liquid from the raisins, that liquid is wine. And the brach is bar pi hagofen. So there's a machlokas Rashba and the Rosh, by all the other fruits, but not when you get to raisins. When you get to raisins, if you filter out the fruit from the liquid, that liquid is wine, brapia gofen, and me'in shalosh. For who? Provided, shiyotzimukim shiyah behem lachluchis, the raisins had to be moist. Shem yidruch osam, if you were to crush them, yetzim mehem divshan, their honey would ooze out. Avam kishi ya'atsu osam, but if they're so dry, that when you press them, there's no moisture coming out of there at all, low. At that point, you won't get raisin wine. Raisin wine only works when the raisins are plump and have some, I guess, it calls it honey, the sweet fluids that will ooze out of it when you crush it. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Nun Zayin, V'masav Echulu. If you separate the liquid from the raisin, it will be bar pi'agofen, perish, meaning to say as follows. When we compare and equate the raisins to the figs, that's only when the fruits, the raisins, are still mixed together with the broth. So we call that broth, exactly that, broth or soup. But if you were to filter out and strain out the liquid from the raisins, Havle Hamayim Yayin Gomor. That water is raisin wine. It's wine. Umavar Chalein Bar Epi Gavim. The Bokas Bar Gavim. V'das HaMagen Avam. The view of Magen Avam is the Lav Davka B'Meshich Nasi Yayin. You don't have to separate and filter out the raisin to make it wine. Ela Filukish Moravin. Even if they're still mixed. As long as when you soaked them and steeped the raisins in the water, it wasn't done with the intent to eat the raisins. The intent was to separate and drink the liquid. So then, if my intent was to create wine, even if I were to drink it from the container in which they were mixed, then it's still called wine. The Hamagin Giborim Mefarsho Kipshute. Now the Hamagin Giborim explains simple. The Dafka Kishbishamashach, it's only Bapya Goffin when you filter it out. El Demar Bishlo Nishri Dain Gimayamim. You didn't soak it for 3 days. If it's less than 3 days, then it's not Bapya Goffin unless I separate and filter them apart. Ulakach Inlu Din Yain Lin Birch Bapya Goffin, it's not considered wine for Bapya Goffin. Unless you were to separate them from the raisins. So the way he says it is that we can compare the figs and the grapes if it's less than 3 days. If you didn't soak them for 3 days, it's still going to be considered bar pi eis or shahakol. And it won't have a din wine unless you separate the liquid from the raisins. But if they're mixed, it takes 3 days. So if it's more than 3 days and they're mixed together, it's taka bapya gofen. If it's less than 3 days, then it's not bapya gofen unless I separate and filter them apart. Now, the notes on the side point out that later on the Mishnah Brewer says that it's got to sit for 3 days. It makes no difference if you want to strain it earlier. If you strain it prematurely, it's not going to be bapya gofen. It takes 3 days for the effects of the water and the grapes together and the fermentation to start becoming wine. It's not going to happen in less than 3 days. Si'if katnun ches, ubrocha achas v'chulu. If it's raisin wine, the brocha will be a gafen, and the brocha achron is me'en shalosh. Hayno ala gafen, v'opi a gafen. V'ayim b'achron lukan achron, da'filu rami gimel osadal. Even if you don't put in 3 parts and get 4. The reason is the kimach at simukim, we often since these are nice raisins. The power of the fruit is there and gives a strong flavor. Meaning to say, I would think if I put in 3 parts water and the raisins are there, I should get at least a fourth from the raisins itself. So when I pour off the liquid, it's now in another part. There's 3/4 water and 1/4 of the raisin fluid, raisin juice. And that becomes wine. So Mishnah Brewer says it doesn't have to be. The fact of the matter is, even if I put in 3 parts water and I get back 3 plus a little bit, but not another part, a fraction of the 4th part, it's good enough if it gives a strong flavor. It still makes it raisin wine. Sifkar Nuntes, what is the quality of these raisins? Shem Yidur Chasa, if you press them and squeeze them, you'll get some devash. Well, it's allowing me to say below shu, without soaking them. Yetze mehem lachluchis, there's moisture inside. Oz, then, im shara'on, if you soak them, have the yayin gomer, that will create this raisin wine. Sifkan samach, shum lachluchis, but if there's no lachluchis, then it's not raisin wine. But something to say, mevarach lan shahakal, then the bar shahakal, the kulam according to everybody. Ve'afa pish en nimtku katsas amayim, even though the flavor does come a little bit into the water, it's a little sweeter than it was before. That's only Zeba Alma. So I think he's saying that even the Rush would agree that if the raisins were so dry that you can't get anything out of them, then any flavor that emerges from that into the water would be considered Zeba Alma. Now, we're going to discuss later on, again, the details of making raisin wine, but just from what we have over here, the one condition that the Mechaber insists on is that there's moisture to the raisins. The raisins have to have some moisture. If you cut them or crush them, there's going to be some liquid oozing out. The second element we see is the issue of 3 days. The Mishnah Brewer brings this idea of letting it steep for 3 days, and we mentioned that in the Reish Chayim Beis, even if you were to separate the liquid from the raisins, we're not going to say it's wine in less than 3 days. The ratio of water to raisin is not clear over here. And there are poskim later on that we're going to see that were makel with shiurim of 1 and 6. But practically speaking, the poskim Shulchan Torah says that either it should be 3 parts water, 1 part raisin, and some say it should be 2 parts water and 1 part raisin. So either the raisin be 1/3 of the volume of the water or a quarter of the water.